Don Lemon, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
If the truth they speak is saving lives, we should listen.
You can't handle the truth.
You want to hear the truth.
Joining us from our New York studios, commentator Don Lemon. Don, how are you?
I'm good. I don't think I've ever anticipated wanting to go see a Seth Rogen movie. Until after all, would you go still?
We talked about that a little bit earlier.
I wouldn't be the first to go.
Don wouldn't be at the first showing.
Might catch it in the middle.
You see how this goes.
If they do is go in the hood, they're not expecting that.
Right.
So I would go right up here near my house to the Magic Johnson Theater in Harlem.
Oh, yeah, they ain't coming up in Magic Johnson.
How you doing, Don?
I'm doing good. How you doing, man? What a pleasure.
I'm doing great. I like your name. I kept answering for you the whole time they were saying Don during the break. All right, so I've been calling it Leakgate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Leakgate. It's gone from blackmail to terrorism to cyber terrorism. I mean, all around the country, that's all everybody on television and all our politicians are talking about. Some politicians, like the former House Speaker, Newt Gingrich, they're calling it an act of war. Here's what Newt Gingrich tweeted. He said, America has lost its first cyber war. Lost because Sony Pictures bowed to threats and pressure from the cyber hackers, and they pulled it from theaters, that controversial movie that started all of this. They may not have had much choice after 5 theater chains and then more, so that they would not run the movie titled The Interview. It stars Seth Rogen. It was to open on Christmas Day. So, through U.S. investigators, CNN has learned that as soon as Thursday, the government officials are expected to announce that the hackers working for Pyongyang, that's the capital of North Korea, they are responsible for the hacking and leaking the emails. They are apparently upset at the movie's plot and the portrayal of North Korean President Kim Jong-un. Lawyer and politician and political commentator Alan Dershowitz said this last night on CNN Tonight about this. He said, they have declared war on our First Amendment, and they have won the first victory. This is Pearl Harbor, he said. The Pearl Harbor, and we have to decide how to respond, and we must respond. But how are we going to do it? Nobody knows how we're going to do it. Former White House Secretary Jay Carney was on with me last night. He told me he doesn't think that the U.S. has any options to respond other than leaders like the president speaking up for the First Amendment and speaking out against the actions of Sony and other theaters who choose to pull the movie. And then Jeffrey Toobin, who is our senior legal analyst on CNN, told me the damage is already done. He said what North Korea has learned in this instance is that they can stop a movie, which means that they can stop a newspaper, which means they can stop a broadcast like the Tom Joyner Morning Show. If they don't like what we say on the radio, they can stop, or on television, they can stop CNN, a cable news network, if they don't like what we're broadcasting. And that is a very chilling message to send. The message comes in the form of a terror threat from the hackers. They call themselves the Guardians of Peace. And they said that if the movie is shown, the world will be full of fear. Remember the 11th of September, 2001. We recommend that you keep yourself distant from the places at the time. If your house is nearby, you'd better leave, they say. So here's what I say. Freedom is what terrorists hate about America. The question is, by choosing not to run the movie, did Sony surrender our freedom to the enemy?
Did they?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
They did.
Yeah.
People drove 2 planes in a building. We still took the subway. People try all kinds of terrorist acts, and we still go on barbecuing on the 4th of July.
And North Korea doesn't care about what's written in our Constitution.
North Korea does not care. They don't have the ability to do a 9/11 type attack, but they can certainly scare us.
Yeah.
That's what terrorism
is. And they've done.
Mm-hmm.
But you still wouldn't go.
Mostly because I think it's going to be a stupid movie. But
DC can go. He can come back and tell me what it was like.
I would not be on the red carpet. I wouldn't no interviews. Yeah.
But do you think they should have pulled it? I would have run it anyway, just in spite of them. Even if the theaters backed it, I'd release it on Netflix.
You know, the company would have a huge liability having been warned like that. And if something were to happen, who would be liable?
Don.
Mm-hmm.
attorneys I spoke to said there is no liability. You choose to go to the movie. It's your, you decide. Now, if you go to the movie and you fall down, that's a different story. But
what if an employee that works for the movie, the employees that work for the theaters and don't want to be put in that position, and then something happens at one of those and they're blowing up, still same thing, huh? No liability.
No, I don't think there's any liability, but you can always say, I don't want to come to work, I'm scared.
Well, you know, you just say, you know, had death in the family or you know.
No, but I mean, think about it.
Something more practical.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Why would you let a little country like North Korea, the most powerful country on earth, why would you let them freak you out like that? I just don't get it. I think they should have run it. And like I said, I think they should release it on Netflix or something where everybody can watch it in their homes and there's absolutely nothing that they can do about it.
Yeah, do the video on demand thing.
They probably make more money. I think more. There's more interest in seeing that movie.
Well, they haven't ruled that out, Ed.
No? Yeah, they said they're not going to release it digitally.
Oh, wow.
That's how worried they are about it.
Well, then maybe we don't know all the information. You know how dangerous that threat was. Then maybe there's something else to it. If they're not going to release it,
the president sat on TV yesterday saying that we should not be scared, threatened by terrorists. And then we should go to the movies and feel safe. Now, he would know more than Sony.
And I think the best commentary, Don, it came this morning. It said, where were the North Koreans when Pootie Tang came out? Just think.
Our soul playing.
Okay.
And as you know what, as Don mentioned earlier, too, the movie Exodus.
Yeah. Yeah, no, ain't no commentary.
I think we should go ahead
that.
And let Honey Boo Boo do that movie and send it over to North Korea.
Turn about fair this? Play.
Hate this.
Dennis Rodman tried to tell y'all about them people.
Mm-hmm.
Tried to tell
well,
y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all laughed. Thank you, Don. Appreciate
y'all have a good
you.
One.